Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I, male 27, found out my wife 25 female has been cheating on me online with a young guy 18 male. And I also just heard he's had conversations with our kids as well on voice call doing impersonations of Sebastian the Crab from The Little Mermaid and gave my daughter a nickname. She first started talking to this guy last year. When he was 17 and my wife 24. She became withdrawn. Would let a lot of things slide. Lose interest in her hobbies. The household. The kids. Her friends. Me. She admitted to me. In tears. That she had started chatting a guy from Bumble one night when bored. They had exchanged contact details. She made a Snapchat just for him and so did he. They began chatting there regularly. This guy is handsome. He's young. He's an athlete and he's fit as can be. He's funny. He's awesome. He mesmerizes her. Makes her laugh all the time. She finds herself falling for him. And she admits her mistake to me. I am so sad and upset. But I forgive her. She promises to block him. Remove her app. Things are cool for a while, but months later I find out she still has Snapchat. She says it's for her other friends. I push the issue. Turns out she still talks to the guy. I am not okay with this. She says they are just friends. I tell her to block his butt. She says she does. Around December last year, I discovered she never did block him. Still talks to him. I am so ducking mad. I break into her phone. One day. See her Snapchat open and a message from him. I love you, it says. Scroll up more and see a picture of my own wife's breasts staring me in the face. She sent him her tits for his birthday. Once more, she blocks the guy. I think things are fine, but I am starting to lose my feelings for my wife. One time around Christmas, my oldest daughter tells me, excitedly, that she had a phone call with Sebastian the Crab. Like the buddy of Ariel, the Little Mermaid from the Disney movie. I shrug it off. I mean, four-year-olds make crap up all the time, right? And she has a very rich imagination. She constantly insists she's a real fairy or princess and claims to have magic powers and whatever. I find out just yesterday that my wife never stopped talking to the guy until this past February. When he suddenly ghosted her out of nowhere. Which makes sense because she was very sad and depressed at the time. She then deleted all her apps and accounts in anger. And now has no way of contacting the guy or being contacted by him. Not sure if I even believe that anymore. But sure. She was sharing all she did to me. Like she wanted it off her chest. I just let her talk and talk. And she admits to it all. Says she really fell in love with him. Mentions how she read a lot on Quora about polyamory. Quora is her ducking Bible. And that she feels like she can love multiple people at once. That her love for me has not diminished by loving another guy. I call crap. Then she admits she even had voice calls with the guys at night when I am away. I often work night shift. At times our oldest daughter would wake up and he'd talk to her too. He sang her to sleep a few times. And he pretended to be Sebastian the Crab. Which is what my daughter tried to tell me. She tried to tell on her mama. I think. But I shrugged it off. I am so insanely angry she would allow herself, as a grown woman, to fall for some boy on the other side of the globe. I am feeling betrayed by the fact that she showed her body to him. What makes me the most mad, however, is that he talked to my ducking daughter. He even saw her picture and a video. He called her Little Dua. like the singer Dua Lipa because he thinks she looks like a toddler version of that singer. The whole thing is so creepy. The fact that he was just 17 when my wife and him met online is creepy to me. The fact that she allowed him to talk to our firstborn daughter. It's all messed up. I fear she may have wanted to run off with the guy. She's talked a lot about the place he lives. California. And I am just weirded out by that. 2. I don't know what to do. I am heartbroken. My wife and I have a daughter. For another daughter. 2. And she is currently pregnant as well. She blamed some of her behavior on pregnancy hormones. Which is nonsense. She also tried to subtly push polyamory on me. As well. I am so done with her. But I also love our daughters and do not want them to grow up in a broken home. She's gone back to normal in some sense. She does her hobbies. She cares for the kids and runs the household as before. She is sweet to me. At times. We make love often. But most of the time. As much as it pains me to say. I feel nothing. I am 27 years old. I felt last year that I had it all. I felt on top of the world. Now I feel like I already lost it. Too long didn't read. My wife has had an intense online affair for months and the guy. Even talked to my daughter and gave her nicknames and did impressions for her and now I am weirded out. OP. Your wife lied to your face on 4 separate occasions about ceasing contact with this guy. Shared explicit photos. And allowed him to speak to your daughter. Only after he ghosted did she delete everything and express she still loves you. Obviously, any semblance of trust between the two of you is gone. What happens if she gets bored and starts chatting with a different guy? The fact that it appears she feels she has done nothing wrong or only slightly wrong because she still loves you lots and lots is alarming. Do you think you will trust her again? If not, protect you and your daughter and start anew. Do you think you will trust her again? If not, protect you and your daughter and start anew. I don't believe I will ever be able to fully trust her again. She's hurt me too much with what she did. The awful thing is that I still love her in so many ways. I still love her mind. I still love her sense of humor. Her passion and her drive. I think she's an amazing mother. Or well, I used to think so. Right now, I am not sure. I just don't know. But I don't think I can trust her anymore. And if I had the means and it was as easy as snapping my fingers, I'd have her leave by tomorrow. Thing is, I can't. My parents have busy careers. My siblings are busy too. No one could help me out in raising the kids if my wife was out of the picture. I want her out. But then what? You are obviously in an extremely difficult situation and there is no easy solution. Getting divorced doesn't mean they won't have a mom. You would still be parenting together. She would still have the responsibility of providing care for her children. If she refused, you could create a compelling case through a court order. I would have to imagine your parents. The grandparents of soon-to-be 3 beautiful girls would be willing to offer as much help as they could. Even if it's watching them for a few hours on the weekends. I don't know your family, but if they turn their back on you when you need them the most, that would be super shitty. I'd recommend going to a lawyer for a consultation. Most consultations tend to be free or a low amount of money as they want to earn your business. You may also have divorce support groups in your area that you could utilize as a resource. I grew up with an incredibly dysfunctional home environment. When my parents finally divorced after 15 years together, it was the best thing that could have happened for my siblings and I. Good luck to you and just remember that you deserve a much better life partner than you currently have. She does not spark joy. Throw the whole woman away. This gives me the idea to start a parody account commenting this exact thing in really inappropriate situations. This sparks joy. She's an idiot if she thinks that little 18-year-old is going to be a good companion. He will get bored of her quickly. Lawyer up and get her out of your house. You cannot in any way trust her now. You've given her multiple opportunities, and she has lied and continued her behavior. She has even allowed this guy to interact with your child. Your wife may have issues that make her feel low, but she can get therapy. To repeatedly do this, she has shown how little she regards you. You need to get legal advice, and she needs to leave. You've done nothing wrong, and you shouldn't have to leave the family home. This is crap OP, but you deserve way better treatment than you've been given. Update. I 27 male have been cheated on by my wife 25 female, who then tried to push for an open relationship. Now, I have confronted her and taken the kids' passports because I have a major fear from what she's told me that she may try and kidnap them to her country of birth. So here's an update. I have read all the responses to my previous topic but did not find time to respond and reply to each and every one of them individually. The common thought seems to be that I need to man up and take responsibility of my life, and many have advised me to kick out my wife or seek legal counsel and start gathering evidence. Financially speaking, as a young father of soon-to-be 3 kids, I cannot just call up a lawyer like that. We are not Americans, and we are not in America either, so I do not know which laws do and do not apply to our situation. The guy she had her emotional affair with, however, is in the States, but they lost contact, and my wife claims she does not know his last name or exact location. Only his first name. Some have suggested she was the one being catfished, but she says no. Because she actually had video calls with the guy and he looked like the images he had previously sent her. My wife admitted a lot of things to me in our talk. For example, she's a singer-songwriter. Or rather, she tries to be one. She has written a lot of songs. Passionate, romantic and sweet loving songs over the last half year. I was touched by them before. Thought they were about me. Turns out they weren't. Turns out they were about that guy. This devastated me. The whole affair, my wife said, inspired her. She told me about how hardworking the guy is. How he is going to a top university. How clever and bright he is. Blah blah blah. She said she considers me lazy. Not ambitious enough. That I am good with the kids and all that. A decent provider. But that I am not really someone she sees as being capable of greatness. She likes the fact that I look good and our kids look good. And that I have a lot of focus on their well-being. But she needs a life partner. Not just a babysitter. This infuriated me because when I take care of my ducking kids, I am not just a babysitter. I am their father and I am caring for them because I love them and I am responsible for them. She admitted she often thinks of going back to her own country and living with her parents. My in-laws are quite well-to-do and my mother-in-law has a lot of time on her hands to help out. My wife is not originally from the same country as me. My wife said she'd take the kids. Follow her dreams in the city she studied in, which she thinks will give her a better chance at success. She also regrets having married me in the first place. She says that she wouldn't have married me if she knew at the time how lazy I was. For the record, I am not lazy. I work night shift 3 nights a week. Also work during days several other days. On the evenings I am home, I manage to cook at least twice a week. I do groceries. Pick the kids up from school. Make them sleep too regularly. I handle the kids on evenings. I am free to allow my wife to go to classes to develop herself. She is pregnant and I massage her at times for up to 90 minutes. So her back and legs won't be too painful. I am a ducking hero to that woman and she does not realize it. Instead, she compares me to some other guy she's never even met in person, and somehow I don't quite measure up because I didn't go to a top school. I am not rich. I am less ambitious, and this makes me lazy and useless. So now I am looking at my options. I am 27 years old. I am in decent shape and I am not a bad-looking guy. I am a good father. I am a good provider. I am a good son and a loyal friend. I've been a good husband.
2.
But apparently, I am not good enough.
Well,
guess what? Neither is she. She's far from sufficient. She's far from good enough. But I never say even 1% of the hateful and negative crap she tells me. Never. I've told her all this. I have told her how I feel. I told her that I do not feel respected. That I feel like crap. Treated like crap. Tossed aside like crap. That I will not continue to support her and her dreams if this is what she wants to do. I also told her that she is not going to take the kids anywhere. That if she wants to leave, she can leave. But she will do it by herself. She is not a citizen yet of my country, and I reminded her of the fact. Whereas our kids are. I have taken hold of our kids' passports and now hold them with me as I write this. I am not letting go of them. If she wants to leave, she can, but it will just be her and the unborn baby leaving, and she won't bring any of my stuff with her. That laptop she has been using to chat to the guy. It's now with me too. I bought her that ducking laptop. I am taking it back. I am taking back control of my life. I am still considering what further steps I will take, but whatever she has planned, I am not about to lay down and take it. Since telling me all this, and her hearing my response, all of us as a family have attended a family event. My wife pretended to be fine. She has stopped saying negative things to me. She's not on her phone anymore. I distrust her. But even though I have told her where the door is, she has not left the house either. I think she is backing down a bit by now. Too long didn't read. My wife had an online affair and I confronted her many times. She would not stop. Finally, after having posted here and having reached my limit, I confronted her again and she said more hateful things to me and hinted she may take our 2 kids and go back to her home country. I took the kids' passports to prevent her from essentially kidnapping them against my consent. Can your kids have dual citizenship? Just be careful she doesn't start applying for passports in her nationality. In the absence of a lawyer, try Google or Reddit. Your situation sounds horrible. I couldn't live with her after what she said. The dual citizenship thing is tricky. It depends on the country, because in mine women cannot pass on their citizenship to the children. I'm an American living in the Netherlands. When I have children, they do not automatically have American citizenship. I have to apply on their behalf for a social security number as well as a passport. I'm not sure if the other parent needs to give approval for the application. But I do know that it is illegal for the wife to take the children to the United States of America and establish residency there with them without the father's consent. Otherwise, that is considered kidnapping. Lucky for OP. If she ever tried this, he would know exactly where to find her, since it seems she depends heavily on her own father and mother for assistance for the children. Hopefully for OP. His wife decided to give birth in whichever country they are currently in. Then the mother is also not entitled to take that child. Otherwise, it might get tricky if the baby is born on US soil and the father isn't signing off on the birth certificate. Many countries around the world do not recognize United States custody rulings. If she's from one of them, then all she has to do is take the kids back home for one vacation and never come back. The only way to enforce custody in these cases is if the children remain on United States soil. Second story. My dad had an affair with his best friend's wife. Let's call her Jane. She claimed she was pretty much in love with my father. And of course, her husband didn't know. I found out because once I got a Facebook Messenger message from a fake account telling me that my father was banging his best friend's wife. I actually didn't care. My parents are divorced since 2005. The problem was that someone unknown was sending my mother text messages, telling her to leave my father alone, and many offensive things. We let it slide for a while. But then those anonymous text messages became a daily thing. We confronted my dad, and he confessed that he was sleeping with Jane. But he said she was not the one sending the messages. He said he was sure because Jane's husband was also getting those messages. My dad was practically blinded by her manipulations. And my mom and I had a really strong hunch that it was her. My dad got so mad after we suggested it that he stopped speaking to me and my mom for a while. I also got mad. But much more offended because he would not believe me. I mean, I had no reason to lie to him. Still.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
I let all that slide. But then, I got another anonymous message offending me, telling me I was just like my mother and that's why my boyfriend had dumped me, and that we would be alone for the rest of our lives, and things like that. Then I got really mad. I went to the cyber police, is a thing where I am from, and they tracked the source of the anonymous messages. It turns out that it was her. And she was also sending her husband messages because she was so desperate for the truth to come out so she could be with my father, although I think that just confronting her husband would have been better. What she really wanted was to distance my father from me and my mom. She was messing with my family. So I decided to mess with hers. And sent the proof to her husband and her sons that she was behind the anonymous messages. And that she was, in fact, sleeping with my dad. I also showed my dad the proof and exposed her on Facebook. She was a saleswoman, so it did affect her. Her sons and her husband were so mad at her. She had to move out of her house. And my dad broke up with her as well. She was left alone. But I feel like that's what she deserved. Karma, she can be a very mean lady. Careful, she bites. Thanks for watching. Consider subscribing for more relationship videos. Keep loving.